If you're intrigued by the mysteries of the unknown, you can investigate thousands on Discovery Plus. With exclusive originals and a scary big collection of favorites, Discovery Plus is the streaming home of paranormal classics like Ghost Adventures and Ghost Brothers, plus new originals like Amityville Horror House. Uncover hidden secrets and explore otherworldly realms for just $4.99. Discovery Plus is the streaming home of paranormal, plus so much more. Start your free trial.
Hello, everybody. I'm Eric Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Eugene from Black Spin Global. Black Spin Global is a podcast that's based out of England that covers the sport of tennis from a black perspective. On the program, we discussed the Naomi Osaka situation, the way the press in the United Kingdom has handled the situation. We also discussed black tennis fans in the United Kingdom and so much more. But first, here's a word from our sponsor. Keys to a Successful Podcast is a book written by Seth Chang. It's the book that will help you give you all the right tools to make your podcast professional and profitable. Remember, if you're looking for your podcast to achieve new heights in popularity and to take your talents to the next level, make sure you pick up your copy of Keys to a Successful Podcast by Seth Chang. He's a nice author out of Seattle, Washington. Make sure you go check him out. It's available on Lulu.com in the search box. Just typing his name, Seth Chang, or the title, Keys to a Successful Podcast. Eugene from Black Spin Global is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
For the ones standing guard, for the eagle-eyed, for the knights in shining armor, and for all those who support them, we are Grainger, your experienced safety partner, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, committed to helping keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Streaming only on Peacock.
John Wayne Gacy, killed 32.
Straight from the killer's mouth.
They want you to believe that I alone committed these murders.
The new gripping 6-part documentary series, John Wayne Gacy, Devil in Disguise. All episodes streaming now, only on Peacock.
Calling all families, Discovery Plus has thousands of shows that will bring everyone together. Stream exclusive originals like Chop Suite and Design Star Next Gen. Plus, explore a huge collection of family favorites like Planet Earth, Cake Wars, Mythbusters, and many more. All for just $4.99. Discovery Plus is the streaming home for the whole family. Plus, so much more. Start your free trial today.
You said from the beginning you had 7 matches, 7 masks, 7 names. What was the message you wanted to send, Naomi?
What was the message that you got was more the question. I feel like the point is to make people start talking.
What were you most gratified about the awareness that you raised?
I've been inside of the bubble, so I'm not really sure what's really going on the outside world. All I can tell is what's going on social media, and for me, I feel like, you know, the more retweets it gets, or that's so lame, but, you know, the more people talk about it.
What are you most proud of?
I feel for Naomi. I feel like I wish I could give her a hug because I know what it's like. Like I said, I've been in those positions. We have different personalities, and people are different. Not everyone is the same. I'm thick. You know, other people are thin. So everyone is different, and everyone handles things differently. So, you know, you just have to let her handle it the way she wants to in the best way that she thinks she can. And that's the only thing I can say. I think she's doing the best that she can. You know, there is a lot of, like, articles and stuff that they put out. I think you really have to step forward and make an effort. Just as in anything, you have to be able to make an effort and say, I need help with A, B, C, and D, and talk to someone. And I think that's so important, to just have a sounding board, whether it's someone at the WTA or whether it's someone in your life, or maybe it's someone that, you know, you just talk to on a weekly basis. So
I understand her, but on the other hand, for me, I mean, without the press, without the people who normally is traveling or are counting, I mean, are writing the news and the achievements that we are having around the world, probably we will not be the athletes that we are today. We don't gonna have the recognition that we have around the world, and we will not be that popular, no. So I understand her. On the other hand, I have my point of view that the media is a very important part of our sports too.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. The first audio bit that you heard was courtesy of Naomi Osaka at the 2020 U.S. Open last year, and then you heard Serena Williams voicing her thoughts on Naomi Osaka withdrawing from the 2021 French Open, and Rafael Nadal gave his thoughts on Naomi Osaka's withdrawal from the 2021 French Open. Definitely differences of opinion, and I want to welcome someone, welcome a duo to the program that covers tennis from a Black perspective. We want to welcome Eugene and Lucy from Black Spin Global, all the way from London, England. Eugene and Lucy, welcome to the program.
Hi, Ed. Thanks for having me. And it's just myself, Eugene. Lucy can't join us, unfortunately.
No problem. Well, Eugene, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. So let's jump right to it. Naomi Osaka, certainly one of the rising stars in the world of, in the world of tennis. She withdrew from the 2021 French Open. She already made a comment basically stating that before the tournament began that she would not perform any media commitments as a result of things that had been going on. But until recent, she came out and withdrew from the tournament, and she said that her depression went all the way back to her winning the U.S. Open in 2018 when she beat Serena Williams. And Eugene, you follow the sport of tennis, and I know, and you know as well, that that was a very traumatizing time for her, winning that match and being booed and things of that nature. But I want to get back to Naomi for a moment. Did you see any signs that Naomi was having problems prior to her withdrawing from the French Open?
So the issue really isn't to do with, I guess, well, it's a twofold thing. So people that, you know, follow the sport tennis, they'll be aware that Osaka isn't, you know, the best on clay. Like, that's not her most comfortable surface. So, like, she hasn't had the best results on clay, like, in recent years. So I think just the pressure of, you know, or the expectation that would be put on her as being, you know, the current world number two, coming into a Grand Slam like the French Open. If anything, she was protecting herself by saying, listen, I'm not going to be doing press at the French Open. Her initial statement wasn't that clear in terms of, like, it didn't really state why she wasn't doing it. She, to her credit, she then cleared that up when she officially withdrew after winning her first round match. And that's when, you know, the whole mental health kind of conversation started, because that, like you said, she referred to the depression that she was basically suffering since that US Open final against Serena. And like, just to kind of give a bit more background, like I said, her record on clay isn't great. So in terms of, like, just her protecting herself, this wasn't really a shock to me, and I think many, like, tennis fans or followers of the sport, they would be aware that, you know, Osaka probably wouldn't be one of the favourites to win the French Open. So this isn't something that, in terms of her kind of just giving herself up and protecting herself, I guess you could kind of say that's pretty much what she was doing, if that makes sense. So, yeah, it wasn't really a huge shock on my part, but I was disappointed with, you know, the reaction from, like, fellow players, for instance, both men and women, and also the media too, because I think they kind of missed the point in terms of, like, the real reasons why she did pull out, and didn't really kind of give her the credit and respect that, you know, she warrants basically being, like I said, the, you know, world number two. Like, she is probably one of the most important figures in women's tennis at the moment. You know, she's the highest paid female athlete in the world. That's been well publicized over the past few years. So, like, she's a massive draw, you know, for any tennis event, Grand Slam or not. So the fact that she withdrew from the French Open, it was a massive loss, you know, for the tournament and, you know, for the sport of tennis as a whole, to be completely honest.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, Eugene, because, you know, Naomi, as I've mentioned earlier and as you've mentioned as well, she's the currently the highest paid female athlete in the world. And again, she represents the future of tennis. She represents the current and the future of tennis. And when she withdrew, man, it's just like kind of like the star power really went out of the window, especially in terms of the women's draw in the French Open. I want to kind of go back to the beginning of how her mental health and all her depression really resurfaced. You talked about the media, Eugene, and social media has really been a powerful tool for quite a while. And she put a lengthy Instagram post stating that she had been battling depression since winning the 2018 U.S. Open when she beat Serena Williams. And I know we on top of her winning the U.S. Open in 2018, and then, of course, Naomi's really been on the forefront of the Black Lives Matter movement last year and really assisting with the families of Trayvon Martin and Breonna Taylor and being a part of those movements. Aside from the 2018 U.S. Open, do you think the Black Lives Matter movement and things that happened last season were other determining factors in her feeling this way and wanting to take a break from the sport?
I mean, I don't want to say that they were like direct kind of, you know, influences or, you know, had any kind of effect or, yeah, role in her decision. But I mean, just from, if we were to go back to last year, like what she did at the US Open, that was unquestionably like one of the biggest gestures in like all of sport. Especially when you consider tennis being an individual sport, like, you know, we saw a lot of like teams kind of, you know, team sports, basketball, football, soccer, like in Europe, they as a team, you know, they got together and kind of got behind the message of Black Lives Matter and like what that represents. It wasn't really happening in tennis, and like tennis, like I said, it's an individual sport. So we did have Osaka, you know, make that gesture at the US Open with the seven masks, which was incredibly powerful. We also had Francis Tiafoe as well on the men's side. He put out a really powerful video where he got all of like the black prominent tennis players in the world to take part in that video as well. But yeah, just to go back to Osaka, I think that, you know, her actions in New York last year, it definitely did, you know, kind of catapult her in terms of like the media spotlight, like globally, and not just in tennis, but like, yeah, just worldwide. And just it basically the story became bigger than, you know, tennis, and rightly so. And like, you know, we should give her tremendous credit for that, because that was a really, really powerful thing she did. But I don't think it kind of had any kind of role or effect on her decision not to do press at the French Open, if that's what you're asking. I think, like I said initially, I think it's just because, you know, she knows she's not the best on clay, so she wasn't really looking to, you know, put herself through that kind of, because it takes a lot out of athletes as well. Like some of these press conferences, like when they've lost the match, and she alluded to that in her statement as well, like basically saying like the doubt that like some of these journalists kind of, you know, give off in their questioning, like it makes the athlete kind of question their own abilities. And she said that's not something she wanted to basically put herself or subject herself to. And like that's completely fine. And I think, again, like what she's done with this latest like move from withdrawing from the French Open, it's opened up a massive conversation in sport as a whole, like, and the kind of role, you know, the media plays in kind of, you know, telling the athlete's story. And obviously with the mental health aspect as well. That's a huge thing because, you know, mental health is a very important, you know, factor, like in all walks of life, like athlete or not. So I think what she's done in kind of opening that conversation, again, it's huge, and it's only going to benefit, you know, not just sport, but just society in general, because we're going to become a lot more comfortable, you know, talking about our mental health and just basically, yeah, putting the spotlight on a subject that really deserves. And yeah, it kind of, not that it's forgotten, but it definitely should be spoken about more often, basically.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the name and price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The name your price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl and a fowl of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Oh, that's a cheer we used to do in softball.
What? It's, actually Geico.
Whenever someone hit a triple, we would wave our bats and yell, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. But we never got to use it because we would only hit home runs. Annoying.
The phrase is from Geico because they help save people money.
Geico? Yeah, they were our team sponsor.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Attention foodies, Discovery Plus has what you're hungry for. With new original series and a supersized collection of favorites, Discovery Plus has the largest collection of food shows anywhere. With new exclusives like Bobby and Giada in Italy and Luda Can't Cook. The streaming service for everyone hungry for more. More cooking, more competition, more originals. All for only $4.99. Discovery Plus is the streaming home of food, plus so much more. Start your free trial. Attention foodies, Discovery Plus has what you're hungry for. With new original series and a supersized collection of favorites, Discovery Plus has the largest collection of food shows anywhere. With new exclusives like Bobby and Giada in Italy and Luda Can't Cook. The streaming service for everyone hungry for more. More cooking, more competition, more originals. All for only $4.99. Discovery Plus is the streaming home of food, plus so much more. Start your free trial.
For the ones standing guard, for the eagle-eyed, for the knights in shining armor, and for all those who support them, we are Grainger, your experienced safety partner, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, committed to helping keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
For the true crime addicts, Discovery Plus has the largest library of true crime content ever. With thousands of shows to choose from, you can binge all of your favorites, plus new exclusive original series. Your investigation starts here. Discovery Plus is the streaming home of true crime, food, nature, paranormal, home, romance, plus so much more. And it's just $4.99. Start your free trial today.
For the ones standing guard, for the eagle-eyed, for the knights in shining armor, and for all those who support them, we are Grainger, your experienced safety partner, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, committed to helping keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Discovery Plus has the largest library of true crime content ever. Binge your favorites, plus new exclusive original series. The streaming home of true crime, plus so much more. For just $4.99. Discovery Plus. Start your free trial today. Discovery Plus has what you're hungry for. With new original series and a supersized collection of favorites. It's the largest collection of food shows anywhere. All for only $4.99. Discovery Plus. The streaming home of food, plus so much more. Start your free trial.
Dick and Christine knew they needed help renovating their dream home. As a Pella advisor, I make sure every step of getting new windows and doors is smooth, including setting you up with our Pella Care Guarantee. It covers everything from product to installation with some of the strongest warranties in the industry.
Help elevate the look of your home with special offers from Pella of Baton Rouge. Add in our industry-leading reputation, one thing becomes clear. It's a perfect time for Pella. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Oh, that's a cheer we used to do in softball.
What? It's actually Geico.
Whenever someone hit a triple, we would wave our bats and yell, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. But we never got to use it because we would only hit home runs. Annoying.
The phrase is from Geico because they help save people money.
Geico? Yeah, they were our team sponsor.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica. Mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella window and door advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors. So we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that, Eugene. Mental health is definitely something that impacts all areas of society. It's something that needs to be addressed and needs to be paid more attention to. Now, you mentioned about we've mentioned about the differences of opinion when it came to Naomi withdrawing from the French Open. Serena said, everybody's different and she had to do what was best for her, and she put that eloquently. However, Rafael Nadal says that he was fine with her decision, but unfortunately, she has to understand that people come to see the best of the best in the world. And, the media, they have to do their job as well. They have to fulfill their obligations. Kind of give me your take on what were your thoughts on what Serena had to say and your thoughts on what Rafa had to say.
So I was very pleased with Serena's response. And I think as well, just to kind of bring it back to in terms of black spins about, I thought it was very interesting and quite telling to see the amount of support Osaka was getting from, her fellow black players. So Sloane Stephens, she basically said that, take all the time you need, heal, hope you feel better. Venus Williams as well, she posted a nice comment as well under Osaka's post on Instagram. So there was a lot of support from her fellow black players. What Nadal said, he's not wrong in terms of the media having their obligation to tell the story and inform the public. But at the same time, I was slightly disappointed that he didn't see it from Osaka's perspective, being a fellow athlete. Obviously Nadal was one of the greats, but yeah, there have been times where he's lost matches, and I'm sure he's probably had to, not probably, he's definitely had questions, thrown at him where, there probably was a bit of doubt coming from that journalist, and maybe it made him feel uncomfortable or uneasy. But I think going back to what Serena said, everybody's different in terms of the way they kind of take or deal with those kind of pressures, basically. So it would have been nice to kind of have, someone of Nadal's kind of stature be a bit more supportive. But at the same time, I guess I understand his perspective, being, an athlete too, and having kind of to go through the same kind of day to days as any pro, elite athlete would have to basically go through.
I just want to stay with Naomi and her what she did. She also mentioned, Eugene, in the Instagram post that she had, that she's has struggled with public speaking. She said that public speaking is not one of her strong suits. Now, I know, being a professional athlete is almost like a two-edged sword, because you're out showcasing your skills and your talents for the world to see, and then you also have media obligations, so it could be a double-edged sword, especially for someone that has said publicly that she's shy and public speaking is not one of her strong suits. I want to ask you, Eugene, for someone someone that has Naomi's personality traits, do you think that maybe they should have some sort of media training, or do you think maybe they should just I guess, like, avoid the media altogether? Like, kind of like, what are your thoughts on an athlete, not just in the tennis world, but someone with the personality traits that Naomi has?
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. I think, again, like, to go back to, like, team sports, I think that's something that is in place with a lot of, like, team sports, so that they'll have, like, a day or, I don't know, a time in their schedule where they kind of go through media training, where they kind of, just get used to the, you know, pressures of dealing with the media, like, day to day or, like, after a game. So I know that's a big thing in team sports. I know that it's a big thing in NBA, NFL, soccer, or football, as we call it over here in the UK. So it's a thing in team sport, but in tennis, I'm not sure. I want to say it's maybe, and again, to Osaka's credit, she did say that she wants to work with the WTA and like the ATP as well in kind of fixing this problem. So it probably is something that needs to be addressed in tennis, because I don't think, as things stand, to go back to your question, like, players that are, like, you know, that have anxiety, like we all kind of do, but athletes aren't, and she said it in her post as well, like, she's not a politician, like, she's not, you know, a qualified kind of, you know, orator. So in terms of, like, the pressures of speaking to the press, she gets nervous and, like, anxious at the thought of it. So there is definitely, like, an argument that there needs to be some kind of training in place for players, especially as, like, the Grand Slams kind of said in their statement, which is very heavy-handed and pretty unnecessary, that, you know, players are obligated to speak to the press, you know, as part of, like, you know, their requirements of entering the tournament. So, I mean, if that's an obligation for the players, then, that there should be, you know, some kind of training, you know, implemented kind of along the way to kind of help, those players that aren't as comfortable as others when it comes to speaking to the press.
Yeah, rightfully so. And I want to just, speaking of the press, you know, Eugene, you live in the United Kingdom, and we know the British press can be brutal sometimes. I just want to know, can you give me your thoughts on how have the British press handled the Naomi Osaka situation? Are they trying to see things her way, or are they just kind of, you know, even keel on this, or are they just, just voicing their opinions and just attacking her?
I think for the most part, I've been pretty pleased with the response, pretty much most of the articles I've seen, they've been in support of Osaka and, like, her, you know, decision and, like, you know, her stance. There have been a few that have been, like, contrary to that. But, I mean, that's, like, most things in the world. You're always going to get, like, two sides, like, to every coin, if that makes sense. So, but I'd say for the most part in Britain, like, I think, the general kind of feeling is, you know, of, support and basically just wanting Osaka to, just heal and feel better and get back to playing tennis. Because, I mean, she's got fans all over the world and, like, she's a massive draw, like, for the sport. So her not playing at these major events, it's a massive loss. And I think the media kind of understand that and know that, basically, you know, her not playing the French Open, like, she just withdrew. She probably won't play Wimbledon as well, which, again, that's one of the biggest tournaments in the tennis calendar. Like, that's a big loss. So I think, the media over here, for the most part, they understand, you know, the importance and kind of they are in support of Osaka, I think. More generally,
Jake and Christine knew they needed help renovating their dream home. As a Pella advisor, I make sure every step of getting new windows and doors is smooth, including setting you up with our Pella Care Guarantee. It covers everything from product to installation with some of the strongest warranties in the industry.
Help elevate the look of your home with special offers from Pella of Baton Rouge. Add in our industry-leading reputation, and one thing becomes clear. It's a perfect time for Pella. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Peacock is streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals, and every live WWE pay-per-view. It's The Office, Chrisley Knows Best, and Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Oh, that's a cheer we used to do in softball.
What? It's actually Geico.
Whenever someone hit a triple, we would wave our bats and yell, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. But we never got to use it because we would only hit home runs. Annoying.
The phrase is from Geico because they help save people money.
Geico? Yeah, they were our team sponsor.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Introducing the Lowe's List for Innovation. While our aisles are filled with innovative products, we've selected our favorites just for you. Like the exclusive Whirlpool washer with industry-first 2-in-1 removable agitator. We love this washer because you can customize any load. And with other smart features to streamline your laundry routine, this product is a must-have for families. Shop the full Lowe's List of top picks at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. U.S. only.
For the ones standing guard, for the eagle-eyed, for the knights in shining armor, and for all those who support them, we are Grainger, your experienced safety partner, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, committed to helping keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Click Grainger.com/safety or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Oh, that's a cheer we used to do in softball.
What? It's, actually Geico.
Whenever someone hit a triple, we would wave our bats and yell, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. But we never got to use it because we would only hit home runs. Annoying.
The phrase is from Geico because they help save people money.
Geico? Yeah, they were our team sponsor.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the name and price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man. That's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
Okay, well, now you mentioned Eugene, is that she said she would be willing to work with Naomi would be willing to work with the WTA and the ATP to, you know, work out situations in terms of with media obligations and the athletes. Have you heard any more details about what those organizations are going to do to, I guess, make the athletes more comfortable in terms of fulfilling their media obligations?
So there's been nothing official, or nothing that I've seen anyway, as of yet. But I do feel like, yeah, something will be kind of, you know, or something's being worked on in the background, basically, like, as we speak. And I'm anticipating there'll be some kind of announcement or, you know, press rollout of basically, yeah, the ATP and WTA kind of, yeah, putting out a statement saying that, yeah, we kind of understand that, yeah, players have an obligation to the press, but at the same time, yeah, maybe not all players are comfortable speaking to the press, but yeah, we kind of need to all work together to make sure, you know, we don't get another case where players feel they have to withdraw from a tournament in order to kind of, yeah, protect their mental health. So I would like to think that something's being worked on in the background, but yeah, as things stand at the moment, I'm not aware, or there hasn't been any kind of announcements as of yet.
You know, Eugene, I was thinking about one scenario, and this is just me talking, and you can chime in on this one as well. I was saying that I think the athletes on the circuit should be mandatory for them to speak to the media only at the four majors, which is for those that aren't tennis fans like us. But I think that all of the athletes on the tour should speak at it should be mandatory that they should speak at the four major events, which are the Australian Open in January, the French Open in June at Roland Garros, of course Wimbledon, and the U.S. Open. If I was head of any type of media organization with the ATP or the WTA, I think it should be mandatory that the athletes should speak at the four major events. Any other events like Davis Cup or whatever, I mean, I think it should be optional. I mean, what do you share the same sentiment, or do you have a difference of opinion on that?
That's an interesting take, and it's valid, and I think there's like good argument for that. My only thing is, you know, some of the smaller events that, you know, like you said, your non-tennis fan wouldn't really be aware of, but like, not to get too technical, but like, you have, you know, the different categories of tournaments, so like the 250, 500 Masters events. Masters are like basically, or 1000s where the WTA is concerned, they are literally a category just below a Grand Slam. So I think it's important for players to speak at those events as well. But I mean, I think maybe for the lesser events, that's probably a good shout. Like, make it optional for players to speak. But I agree. I think at Grand Slams, like, it's important to kind of hear from players, and like, you know, it gives not only fans, but I mean, not only the press. It gives, you know, fans like an insight into players and like kind of their kind of feelings off the court and away from the court, and you get a good sense of like the person they are away from, you know, tennis. But it's a tough one, because obviously we're not athletes, so we don't know the kind of day-to-day pressures they kind of feel, you know, just from being like a professional athlete, and there's so much to it. But at the same time, like, there's importance in kind of having the press there to kind of tell the story. And especially if, you know, tennis isn't the most popular sport. So in terms of like, you know, growing the sport and you know, widening it up to, you know, a wider audience, I think the press, they play there's a very important role the press play in that, in kind of, just exposing the sport and kind of getting more people aware of, you know, the events that are going on and like the players competing, you know, at these events. So it's one thing I'd like to, you know, say before leaving. What Osaka's done, it's what she's done in terms of open up and start this conversation. It's, like I said, it's going to basically it has transcended tennis. So that just shows, you know, the power that, you know, one person, in this case Osaka, like, has an influence and like effect she has, you know, just not just on tennis, but like sport and society as a whole. And I think that's something we really need to applaud her for going forward, and just show her much more support more than anything else.
Rightfully so, you know, and then, as you mentioned earlier, Eugene, you know, there's two sides to every coin. When we refer to the British press, we've acknowledged things from the athlete's perspective, but, you know, the media is going to be the media. It just is what it is. They have to go and get with the internet, there's going to be clickbait, and they have to sell, companies have to make money, and, you know, we get all of that stuff. But what can the media do in terms of just, I guess, kind of softening the blow on the athletes, maybe keeping things just on a tennis perspective, and maybe addressing social issues, you know, just briefly? And what do you think the media can do, I guess, to kind of even things out in terms of with the mental health and what we've seen unfold with the Naomi Osaka situation?
So to kind of bring it back to like what Blackspin's about, like, my platform, in some cases, it's basically a glorified like fan account for every black tennis player out there. So the stuff we post, it all tends to be, you know, positive, like good news. And like, we're very conscious of, you know, the fact that it's important to be obviously truthful first and foremost, and like provide facts. But at the same time, we we like to put a positive spin on most of like our posts that we put out there, just because there is so much negativity around at the moment. So I think it's really important for, you know, the press, like I said, one of the main kind of pillars in the media is, you know, telling the truth and, you know, providing facts. That should go without saying. But yeah, I do feel there is more room to be basically more positive and less, you know, negative, and just kind of, yeah, humanize these athletes, because I think a lot of the time we just expect them to be, you know, that they're put on this pedestal being, you know, almost superhuman, when really and truly they're humans just like you and I. So I think, yeah, the press need to be more mindful of that, and just keep that in mind, especially now, like we're having this conversation about mental health, like, and understand that, yeah, athletes go through, you know, life, and like they go through exactly the same things as like other human beings, but it's just because they're on this pedestal of being a pro athlete, we kind of, yeah, hold them to a different standard, when really and truly we shouldn't really be doing that. So I think, yeah, the press maybe need to rethink, or certain members of the press anyway, need to maybe rethink, you know, their kind of style when it comes to like telling these stories, especially when it's about individuals, like not so much, you know, team sport, but yeah, an individual sport like tennis, which is what we're talking about here. I think there needs to be a bit more empathy in a lot of the reporting that currently is out there.
Now serving B24 at DMV window number 7.
Okay, Jim, we're next in line. Perfect, Jim. Things are going very smoothly. You remember the cell phone bill?
Yes, and the birth certificate.
Nice. We'll have a real ID in no time. That's right. Ready to fly to Carla's graduation and then the big game. Real great work, Jim. You too, Jim.
Excuse me, are you talking to yourself?
Now serving B25 at window number 10.
That's our cue, Jim. Excuse us.
Talk yourself into real ID readiness by May 3rd, 2023. Make a plan at dhs.gov/realid.
Introducing Peacock, the new free streaming service from NBC Universal. It's hit movies, current shows, live sports, trending bits, and timeless hits. And that's why you can't not watch. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at peacocktv.com. Law & Order SVU streaming now.
Nick and Christine knew they needed help renovating their dream home. As a Pella advisor, I make sure every step of getting new windows and doors is smooth, including setting you up with our Pella Care Guarantee. It covers everything from product to installation with some of the strongest warranties in the industry.
Help elevate the look of your home with special offers from Pella of Baton Rouge. Add in our industry-leading reputation and one thing becomes clear. It's a perfect time for Pella. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
We're seeking men and women ages 18 to 70 to join our type 2 diabetes research study. Our researchers are seeking to evaluate the effect of the WW, formerly known as Weight Watchers program, on glycemic blood sugar control. You can earn up to $225. Learn more. www.pbrc.edu/vital. That's www.pbrc.edu/vital.
Introducing the Lowe's List for Innovation. While our aisles are filled with innovative products, we've selected our favorites just for you. Like the exclusive Whirlpool washer with industry-first 2-in-1 removable agitator. We love this washer because you can customize any load. And with other smart features to streamline your laundry routine, this product is a must-have for families. Shop the full Lowe's List of top picks at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. U.S. only.
We're seeking men and women ages 18 to 70 to join our type 2 diabetes research study. Our researchers are seeking to evaluate the effect of the WW, formerly known as Weight Watchers program, on glycemic blood sugar control. You can earn up to $225. Learn more. www.pbrc.edu/vital. That's www.pbrc.edu/vital.
For the ones standing guard, for the eagle-eyed, for the knights in shining armor, and for all those who support them, we are Grainger, your experienced safety partner, offering supplies and solutions for every industry, committed to helping keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com/safety, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Things I thought could never happen to me in a punk band?
What?
We Are Lady Parts, a new original comedy streaming only on Peacock.
A confused mix of hash anthems and sour girl power. Syrah, vocals. Aisha, drummer. Bisma, bassist. Mumtaz, band manager. And me, Amina, lead guitar.
You were really good until you puked all over the front row. Ew.
We Are Lady Parts. All episodes streaming now. Only on Peacock.
Peacock is streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals, and every live WWE pay-per-view. It's The Office, Chrisley Knows Best, and Peacock original shows like Punky Brewster. Peacock, watch for free, upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man. That's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry. I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, most definitely. I think people just need to realize at the end of the day, their job's to be done, but at the end of the day, they are athletes, but they're, you know, human beings first. And like you put it so well, Eugene, just we have to humanize them, and more empathy definitely needs to be displayed. And again, thank you so much, sir, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. And you have a great platform called Black Spin Global. And as I stated at the beginning of the interview, that Black Spin Global is a podcast and also a website that's dedicated to the world of tennis, but covering it from a black perspective. Just tell the listeners more in depth, Eugene, about Black Spin Global.
Yeah, so cheers, Ed. We currently have a fortnightly podcast that comes out literally every other Monday, where we just round up events in tennis as a whole. But yeah, our main priority and like focus, you know, are black tennis players, both on the men's and women's tours, and also juniors too. So yeah, I feel like it's very important and like a much needed kind of platform, because yeah, tennis, as we all know, is a predominantly white sport. So our aim is to basically get more black people involved in the sport, not just from a fan perspective, but also, you know, playing, whether it's socially. And yeah, if we can get some youngsters maybe to look at sport, to look at tennis as being a potential, you know, career path for them, whether it's playing it pro or, you know, working in the media, like tennis media, which we need more, you know, black tennis writers and broadcasters out there, because there aren't many. So yeah, we launched in 2019, but our podcast that launched in 2020. So we're very young, but yeah, we have big dreams and like aspirations, and it's going well. Like we have a lot of, like, we've had interviews with players, coaches, tournament directors, and like basically the players that we're celebrating, they're acknowledging the post, whether it's like with a like or a comment. Like we've had Serena share one of our posts last year, which is pretty huge for us, on Instagram, and like Venus Williams as well. So like to have literally those two, they're like gods of the sport, you know, show love, like it kind of tells us we're doing something right. So we just hope to continue to build and grow. And yeah, I want to thank you, Ed, as well, for like basically giving us the opportunity to kind of come on your radio show and like kind of speak about tennis, because yeah, we love the sport and we kind of want to see it continue to grow and like gain more interest and following. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for the compliment. Thank you, sir, for taking time out of your busy schedule. This was fabulous, man. And you are right. We definitely need to have more people that are, I should say, from black people, whether you're African-American or Afro-Caribbean or African or whatever, anyone that's of the diaspora, to get involved in tennis. And as you eloquently put it, not just from a player perspective, but even we need more journalists and more podcasters to cover the sport of tennis. It's a great sport, and it's an amazing history, considering when you trace it back from a black perspective. I've got to ask you, Eugene, you being in the United Kingdom, are people of African descent, are they really in, are they big tennis fans in the United Kingdom, or are they more into, well, in America we call it soccer, are they more into football or other sports? What's it like from a tennis perspective in the UK?
Yeah, so from a black perspective, there aren't that many black fans of tennis, unfortunately, but it's like when Wimbledon's on, which is literally 2 weeks away now, that's where you'll see like the kind of closet tennis fan kind of come out just for Wimbledon for those 2 weeks. And obviously it all depends on like how well, you know, Serena does, or, well, Venus as well, I guess, in the past anyway. So tennis isn't the most popular sport to answer your question. In the UK, it's definitely football or soccer, as you guys call it. And again, that's kind of where we kind of feel like we can kind of have an impact and like an effect on, you know, the growth of the sport in the UK, like in terms of like just basically, yeah, exposing, you know, sports fans to tennis, because I think for the most part, you know, that black people are put off by the fact that, you know, it's a predominantly white sport. So to them, oh, this sport isn't really for me. Like, there aren't that many black players apart from, you know, Venus and Serena. You know, your kind of regular tennis or non-tennis fan wouldn't really be aware of, like, I guess Coco Gauff is someone that people are becoming more familiar with. But yeah, Sloane Stephens, for instance, Madison Keys, Taylor Townsend, on the men's side, Gael Monfils, Francis Tiafoe, as I mentioned previously, Felix Auger-Aliassime, who just beat Roger Federer today, shout out. You know, there are a few, but there aren't that many. So we want to see more. And we feel like, you know, with the help of the platform and like the kind of, you know, work we're doing, like that's only going to increase the popularity amongst black people, like in the UK and in America. Like we've got a huge following in America as well, which we're very grateful for. So it's just great to see. And like, I think one thing I keep telling myself, this isn't like a short-term thing. It's a long-term kind of plan and like kind of goal that I have in mind. And know that, yeah, results won't, you know, happen overnight. But I think within, say, just to put a figure out, 10 years time, I think we're going to have a lot more, you know, black interest and like involvement in tennis, well, as a whole. And that to me, that's really exciting. And I'm just hoping to kind of play my way and kind of, yeah, do my part in helping that process along.
Well, definitely, man, you're definitely doing your thing and continue to do your thing and spread the awareness of tennis, you know, from a black perspective, not just from the athletic side of things, but just the social side of things as well. And kudos to you. And also kudos to Venus and Serena for giving Black Spin Global a shout out. That was definitely major. And speaking of, that was definitely huge.
That's the sound of one of my favorite customers ever. His name's Jeremy. His dad, Frank, called me when it was time to replace their drafty old windows and to take advantage of our limited time sale. As a dedicated Pella advisor, I make getting new windows and doors simple. And when it comes to installation, nobody does it like Pella. Our local team can typically install in just a day.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Oh, that's a cheer we used to do in softball.
What? It's actually Geico.
Whenever someone hit a triple, we would wave our bats and yell, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. But we never got to use it because we would only hit home runs. Annoying.
The phrase is from Geico because they help save people money.
Geico? Yeah, they were our team sponsor.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man. That's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry. I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous walrus. The bulbous walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Speaking of huge, Venus and Serena currently represent the here and now in terms of black female tennis players. There's a rising star. We mentioned Naomi Osaka, but also Coco Gauff. I mean, Coco Gauff is expected to be the next one. What are your thoughts on Coco?
Yeah, Coco is amazing. Like, she just made a pretty historic run at the French Open. So she got to the quarterfinals, and that's the first time she's reached that far at a Grand Slam. I think she's currently ranked 23 in the world, which is a career high for her. So she's about to break into the top 20. And she's just 17, she literally just turned 17 this year. So, yeah, her future is so bright. And I think, again, I think the media do put pressure on her, like, because, yeah, she's achieved a lot in such a short period of time. But at the same time, she's shown that, yeah, she had the game to kind of back up, you know, the talk. Not that she's not arrogant in any way. Like, she's very mature and professional. But I think, yeah, there's this expectation on her that, yeah, basically she's going to be the next Serena. Like, and to her credit, again, she said, listen, Serena's an idol, Venus is an idol, but I'm Coco Gauff. Like, I'm my own person, and I want to do things kind of my way, and, like, not kind of have, you know, that kind of pressure of, you know, yeah, reaching, like, Serena's level, which is just insane. 23 Grand Slams, like... Not even the men have reached that yet. Novak and Nadal, they're still going at it. Federer too, I guess, as well. But yeah, Coco, to kind of, yeah, just sum up, Coco is, she's definitely going to be special. But I think people need to just be mindful of the fact that she's still young. She's 17 years old. So there's still a lot of, like, improvement, and, like, she's got a lot of time on her hands as well in terms of, like, being in the game for a long time. So I think we should just enjoy, you know, seeing her grow, but not put too much pressure on her.
Rightfully so, and definitely, she's definitely a star in the making, as you said, Eugene, and Coco Gauff definitely will be definitely watching her for a long time. Well, Eugene, thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. This was fantastic. Tell everybody where they can find you on social media, as well as Black Spin Global, and also tell everyone where they can listen to the Black Spin Global podcast.
So, yeah, basically, Black Spin Global, it's all one word, and that's on Twitter and Instagram. And the podcast, it's literally Black Spin Global, the podcast. And you can find that literally where you find all your podcasts. So iTunes, Spotify, Audio Boom, it's on all of the outlets. So, yeah, like I said, it's a fortnightly podcast, comes out every other Monday. And, yeah, just tune in, share it with your friends. Like, review if you have been listening, and, you know, you like what you hear, and yeah, just come along for the ride.
We're seeking men and women ages 18 to 70 to join our type 2 diabetes research study. Our researchers are seeking to evaluate the effect of the WW, formerly known as Weight Watchers, program on glycemic blood sugar control. You can earn up to $225. Learn more. www.pbrc.edu/vital. That's www.pbrc.edu/vital.
Tired of your nail polish chipping? Get ready for a manicure that stays for days with Sally Hansen's Miracle Gel. Up to 8 days of color and shine in two simple steps. Step one, apply Sally Hansen Miracle Gel Polish. Step two, lock in your manicure with a Miracle Gel top coat. No UV light needed. Get a mani that works as hard as you do with Sally Hansen's Miracle Gel. Available in over 70 shades.
Awesome. One last question before I let you go, sir. What are the chances of Naomi Osaka playing in this year's Wimbledon?
Yeah, I'm going to say very slim, just because she hasn't – well, she's withdrew from Berlin, which is like a warm-up grass court event happening currently this week. So I don't think she'll be playing Wimbledon this year, unfortunately. But hopefully we see her for the US hardcourt swing, which will start, I believe, in July, August time. So hopefully we see her then. But obviously the main, you know, just to end on Osaka, I think, yeah, we just hope she just continues to heal and feel better. We hope to see her back on the court sooner rather than later.
Rightfully so, yeah. That's the number one thing is protecting your mental health, man. And we want her well so we can have her around for many, many years to come. You heard it from him. He's Eugene from he's a co-host of the Black Spin Global podcast. It's a podcast dedicated to covering the sport of tennis from a black perspective. Check him out on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and also where the podcast, you can listen to it wherever you get your podcast. As you mentioned, iTunes, Spotify, Audio Boom, and things of that nature. Eugene, thank you so much, sir. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Thank you, man. Cheers. You take care.
Same here. Thank you, man. Cheers to you as well. We'll be back with more right after this.
I feel for Naomi. I feel like I wish I could give her a hug because I know what it's like. Like I said, I've been in those positions. We have different personalities, and people are different. Not everyone is the same. I'm thick. You know, other people are thin. So everyone is different, and everyone handles things differently. So, you know, you just have to let her handle it the way she wants to in the best way that she thinks she can. And that's the only thing I can say. I think she's doing the best that she can.
This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Funky Brewster.
Holy macanoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com. This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Funky Brewster.
Holy macanoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
If you're intrigued by the mysteries of the unknown, you can investigate thousands on Discovery Plus. With exclusive originals and a scary big collection of favorites, Discovery Plus is the streaming home of paranormal classics like Ghost Adventures and Ghost Brothers, plus new originals like Amityville Horror House. Uncover hidden secrets and explore otherworldly realms for just $4.99. Discovery Plus is the streaming home of paranormal, plus so much more. Start your free trial.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica. Mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella Window and Door Advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors. So we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl and a fowl of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There is a lot.
This is Peacock.
I love it!
It's streaming your favorite shows, movies, live sports, breaking news, exclusive originals. It's The Office.
That's what she said.
Chrisley Knows Best.
It's going to be Todd's Way or the Highway.
And Peacock original shows like Funky Brewster.
Holy macanoli.
So whether you're in the mood for every live WWE pay-per-view or every episode of Law & Order SVU, Peacock's got you covered. Peacock. Watch for free. Upgrade for more. Stream now at PeacockTV.com.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again. That's the only movement that I have.
happened. I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhpp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Jake and Christine knew they needed help renovating their dream home. As a Pella advisor, I make sure every step of getting new windows and doors is smooth, including setting you up with our Pella Care Guarantee. It covers everything from product to installation with some of the strongest warranties in the industry.
Help elevate the look of your home with special offers from Pella of Baton Rouge. Add in our industry-leading reputation and one thing becomes clear. It's a perfect time for Pella. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
That's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. Once again, I'd like to send a big special thank you to Eugene from Blackspin Global, giving us his insights on the Naomi Osaka situation, as well as black tennis fans in the United Kingdom and so much more. Great insight from him. And as always, remember, until next time, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.